Okay. I'm very happy to be here. They can hear. Wait a minute. How's that? Rob says he's too loud and I'm too soft. One, 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 one. One. Okay, that's probably okay. They don't need to hear me because there's those who need to hear. Okay, so first of all, I'm very happy that we are gathered here. I heard the Yeshivat Chavarim was very powerful and moving. Right? So that's how we'll continue. Until we reach everything that we need. I have a plan. I'll try to do it. And within it, we'll receive everything that's possible. Normally, we have an hour and an hour. An hour of a conversation or lecture. Questions and answers at the end of it. And then a workshop. And after that, perhaps a few more Q&A. So that's how we'll work it out, and we'll see. We're not given more time, although, you know, I could take the lesson for 3 hours, and if need be, then more. Question is, how long you will last?
So
our first topic is the preface. What is the wisdom of Kabbalah? Why do we need it? What does it give? What does it give to us? Baal HaSulam says about it, I want to sort out what is our essence, what is our role in this reality that we are in. These are questions that everyone wants to scrutinize, to find out. And still, we haven't come to a clear and sufficient understanding of them. As much as we may try to find something about our lives, we can't. For thousands of years, humanity has existed. Millions of people are asking these questions. The reason for our existence, what is the purpose for which we reincarnate, we evolve, what will be the final outcome, will there be one? What is the fate of each of us in our lives? Why are we born in however many forms and incidents and situations we're born in times? Every person with a different fate and destiny. Why can't we know what will happen in the next minute? Reality is one big question mark. And we will try to at least begin to open up this great riddle. The Zohar writes about it. This is our source. He writes this. A person needs to know himself. Who he is. How he was created. Where he came from. Meaning, did he exist before? In what way? And where he's going? How he goes through this life? To know what is the soul in him, where it comes from, and why it dresses in him, in the sense that there are questions in him that don't exist in other creatures. and in general, to know the whole world, the whole of reality that we are in. That's what the Zohar says. These are very important questions. Although we normally either because we're trying to protect ourselves, we don't confuse ourselves, we may have given up finding answers to them, or because we don't want to delve too deep into them because it might bring us all kinds of problems or bitterness in life, disillusionment. But again, Baal HaSulam tells us about it in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. If we focus on just answering one question, what's the meaning, what's the point of our lives? These years of life in which we suffer. Who is the one who is enjoying them? And to whom do I delight? To whom do I give pleasure? Generations have studied this question, but it remains standing with all of its strength and bitterness and degrades us before we can go on and flow on with the currents of life as we've done so far. In other words, what's the meaning of our lives? That question, which is being asked more and more in life, we see that in our generation, we really need an answer for it. And then we get an answer in terms of with what we can resolve this question.
Ramchal.
Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, writes, I'm deliberately taking sources that spread out throughout history.
The
Book of Zohar was written 2,000 years ago.
Ramchal,
about 400 years ago. So he writes this, the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah is only to know the guidance of the upper force, how it created everything, what it wants of it, and what will be the end of it all. In other words, if we know the upper force that runs the world, runs life, runs reality, all the worlds, if there are worlds, all the creatures, if there are creatures besides the ones we know, if we know that, we'll know everything. That's why the whole wisdom that we deal with is about how to discover the upper force, which is the only thing that operates. Baal HaSulam also tells us that the wisdom of Kabbalah is a sequence of forces that aim to the revelation of the Creator to people in this world. So the whole wisdom aims a person toward discovering the upper force. And it continues. If we discover the upper force, to the extent we discover it, we begin to change ourselves. We begin to see it differently. If you talk to people on the street, I don't think they will tell you about their lives, about the Creator, that He is so good. They might be afraid to say it. But judging by our own lives, we can see that life isn't simple.
ולפי השיקוח העליון סידר לנו את זה.
And the way the upper force set it up for us, we have many complaints
ושאלות.
And questions
עליו,
about him,
ההנהגה שלו עלינו.
About his guidance of us.
אז אומר לנו בעל הסולם,
so בעל הסולם tells us
שדווקא מתגלה שאנחנו מגלים את
הבורא. That what we discover when we discover the Creator is that he wants to delight the creatures.
באיזה צורה?
In what way does he want to delight them?
למלות אותם בכל טוב.
To fill them with abundance, understanding, attainment, sensation, eternity, perfection.
שלא יהיה
So there will not be a single deficiency in them for anything. That fulfillment we receive
it
by getting to know the Creator. By knowing and discovering the abundance that He's prepared for us. And then he continues and says, the purpose of creation is to discover this endless and complete abundance. This is upon the entire human race to achieve. Together, he adds it. Without any difference between people. Everyone.
זאת אומרת, הבורא רוצה שאנחנו
In other words, the Creator wants us to attain him as good as one who does good only if we discover him together. And then, when we discover, there's no difference between people, those who were born in what way, to what family, what generation, what place, what kind of education or lack of it. He may be not so smart, he may be not so sensitive, it doesn't matter. The development toward discovering the Creator brings a person to a situation where he discovers everything. And when he discovers everything, he swallows everything. And all of that becomes his own possession.
על זה כתוב כך. כל האנושות חייבת להתפתח
about that, that the whole of humanity has to develop
עד גילוי הכוח העליון.
Until it, to the point of discovering this upper force.
אם אנחנו שומעים
If we hear
דברים כל כך יפים
such beautiful words
וכל כך טובים
so good
אז למה אנחנו סובלים?
Then why are we suffering?
למה אנחנו רואים את כל ההיסטוריה
Why are we seeing human history as something so bitter?
למה אנחנו לא מסוגלים להגיע למשהו טוב, יפה,
reach something good and beautiful and eternal and complete?
העניין הוא
The thing is
שלגלות
that to discover
את הבורא
the Creator
אנחנו יכולים רק בתנאי
is possible only
שאנחנו מתקרבים אליו.
If we approach him, become closer to him.
לא מתקרבים לפי
not closer in terms of distance.
אל לפי התכונות.
But in terms of qualities.
לפי ההבנה.
In our understanding.
הכרה.
Awareness.
הרגשה.
Sensation.
זה תלוי בהתפתחות שלנו.
It depends on our development.
שאני צריך להיות.
I have to become as much as possible like him, and then I'll understand him, know him, and feel him. Meaning, we need to discover him, we need to change our nature from the one we have now, the nature of reception, to the opposite.
להטבע השפעה.
Nature of bestowal.
וזאת הבעיה.
This is the problem.
כי זה לא פשוט.
It's not simple.
Also, even just to ask and to begin to ask about it, we need to develop over many, many, many generations to each time and from generation to generation so that our development leads us just into asking these questions, the questions about the upper force, who runs it, why he does it this way, and so on. The development is slow and gradual. And besides, how can you change your nature?
בשביל זה אומרים לנו מקובלים.
With that, the Kabbalists tell us, those who already attained the Creator and from that point wrote to us how we should do it. It's possible by connecting. Connection is a prerequisite to the revelation of the Creator. Because in our world, there is no force of bestowal, only a force of reception. Still, vegetated, animate, speaking, are all desires to receive per se. Changing ourselves and suddenly becoming givers, we don't even know what it means. If you talk to someone on the street, many people will tell you, yeah, sure, we give. We sympathize with others. We have a good will. We're not so bad to other people. We have a good heart. We volunteer in hospitals or whatnot. We help people in general. We feel for others. We sympathize with them. And they will be honest about it. We see myriad organizations that work in favor of humanity, in favor of people, or for all kinds of mutual assistance. The problem is, it has nothing to do with the force of bestowal. It is the same force of reception that compels us to build, to organize our lives in this way and relate to others in this way because we are afraid of the revelation or the recognition of evil. That's why we're willing to help others. We can't tolerate the bad and the sorrow that becomes evident in the world. Genuine bestowal, the force of bestowal, is non-existent in any motion, in any act, in any of our sensations whatsoever. It's the nature of the Creator that who created us, opposite from Him, with only the force of bestowal. This is why we are called creation. Bria, creation, from the word ba, outside of the Creator, opposite from the Creator. For us to acquire the genuine quality of bestowal, Kabbalists explain to us that we need to get together in a group, and there
if we want to unite, with the study, with all the activities they recommend, then we'll begin to feel not the force of bestowal, but actually our own force of reception. Then we'll begin to discover how much we oppose connection, how much we reject each other. Then we begin to discover our nature, first of all. So it works this way. We develop on the levels of still, then vegetating, then animate. And now that we want to reach the speaking degree, we first need to discover the bad force in us, our egos. Rising through these degrees, from the still, the vegetative, to the animate,
Still, vegetal, animal, the people.
So we need to discover if we begin to connect in a group. And then we discover the ego in us. First of all, that ego which stands opposite the Creator, the opposite of Him, this is already a big degree, because we discover the opposite form of the Creator, the minus, the opposite. And that's if we try to be connected.
And
that's why Kabbalists tell us this. Rabash writes, we have gathered here to establish a society where each will bestow upon the Creator. And in order to come to bestow upon the Creator, we must first learn to bestow upon people. This is called love of others. This is why we need to be proud that the Creator gave us a chance to come into a society where each of us has only the purpose of discovering the Creator between us. And we hope that we will achieve this goal. What is he trying to say? He's trying to say that basically we need a group in order to connect among us and discover the Creator between us. So what happens is this. If there's a group, if I connect within a group with everyone in this way, in all kinds of ways, then we create some kind of a common field of sensation, the sensation of bestowal. To the extent that sensation of bestowal.
שורה בנו, בינינו.
Is between us.
Opa, סליחה. שהרגשה הזאת שורה כאן.
So to the extent that this sensation is present here.
במידה הזאת, אנחנו נרגיש בדיוק.
To that extent, we will feel precisely according to the law of equivalence of form. To that extent, we will feel the Creator.
אבל בדרך,
but along the way,
אנחנו קודם כל,
we first
מגלים,
discover
שבינינו שורי האגו,
that between us there is the ego.
ומרגישים אותו מאוד מאוד נעים וחזק.
As very, very unpleasant and strong.
ואז
and then
ישנה בעיה.
There's a problem.
בדרך כלל בזה
normally
הרבה אנשים
here is where many people
עוצרים את עצמם ובורחים
stop
מלהמשיך את הדרך.
And run away from continuing.
זאת אומרת
in other words
מביאים את האנשים לקבוצה.
A person is brought into a group.
סוגרים בינינו יחסים.
We kind of close the relationships between us.
נותנים לנו הזדמנות ללמוד.
We are given a chance to study.
כל מיני פעולות.
To do all kinds of things, all kinds of actions.
ולגלות את האגו בינינו.
And to discover the ego between us.
אבל כשאנחנו
מתחילים לגלות אותו, we begin to discover it,
ההרגשה הזאת,
that sensation is so unpleasant,
היא כל כך הפוכה,
so opposite,
ממה שאנחנו,
from everything,
מצפים,
we expect,
כי אנחנו עדיין אגואיסטים,
because we're still egoists, we want to feel good,
וכשמגיע הרגשה,
and when the bad feeling comes along,
אנחנו בורחים,
we run away.
מה צריכים לעשות?
So what do we need to do?
כותבים לנו מקובלים.
Kabbalists write.
אנחנו צריכים להמשיך.
We need to continue.
לעבוד.
To work.
עד המצב.
Up to a point.
שאנחנו מתייאשים.
Where we give up.
אי פעם לצאת מהאגו שלנו.
On ever exiting our egos.
למרות שלא כל כך נעים,
although it's unpleasant, it's not such a good feeling, we don't see anything good in the future, and there are very, very gray situations.
כאן אתה חייב להמשיך.
Here is where you have to push on. This is the most unpleasant period of our work. If you push on through it,
אתה מתחזק עם החברים
and get stronger with the friends
שהם יחזיקו אותך ואתה אותם
who sustain you and you sustain them
אם אתם
if you
בונים יחסים
build relationships
מעל האגו
above the ego
שאתם מתרחקים ממנו
where you move away from it
רואים את הטבע שלנו מהצד
and look at your own natures from the side
כמו שנגיד אדם יושב על
like a person who's sitting on a donkey
זה אדם
that's the human being and that's a donkey
סליחה שאני ככה מצייר אני
sorry for doing it this way
לא צייר
I'm no painter okay
אבל חשוב לי
but it's important for me to
אתם צוחקים ממני
you're making fun of me
אז חשוב לי את האדם הזה
so what's important here is the human being
אני רוצה לגדל אותו.
I want to cultivate him.
על פני החמור.
On top of the donkey.
ולכן.
And that's why.
המורה שלי רבה
שיהיה. My teacher, רבה שיהיה, like to say.
שיסבול.
Let it suffer.
כי היה מקורא את עצמו.
Because he really tore himself. Away from.
מההרגשה הזאת.
From that sensation.
שזה מרגיש הגוף.
That's what the body feels.
חוסר סבלנות.
Intolerance.
חוסר תענוגים.
Impatience. dissatisfaction, unpleasantness, he gets mad at other people, he's willing to, I don't know, quarrel with them, yell at them, at all the friends. He thinks everything's wrong. Right. Here's where you have to understand that you are acquiring a second nature.
So
start separating yourself from this donkey.
Feel
that you and it are not the same. That here you have a point in the heart, which will grow up to the size of the Creator, where you become like Him. And your donkey will remain below. It's an animal.
אז אנשים שמגיעים ל לידיעת האגו,
so people who come to recognize the ego,
הם צריכים עכשיו לדעת,
now need to know,
שיש כאן,
here there is an ascent above it,
לעלות,
rising to the degree of the Creator,
לפלוס,
to the plus,
מעל המינוס הזה.
Above this minus.
לרכוש טבע השני.
Acquiring second nature. On top of the first nature.
ואם אדם יודע לעבוד.
If a person knows how to work.
בסיפרציה כזאת.
With this separation.
את עצמו לשני
בלבדים. He knows how to separate himself into.
חלק את עצמו לשני חלקים.
How to divide himself into two separate parts.
זה חלק.
This is the upper part of me. That's the bottom part of me. And to kind of enthrone the upper part over the lower part, constantly increasing the importance of the goal, importance of the Creator, importance of the spiritual revelation, importance of the human in me. Above this donkey that feels, that constantly complains, where's what I want? So then he grows. And then in the group that works this way, you begin to feel that our donkeys remain here behind. That's a minus.
והאדם שבאנו
and the humanness
נשארים בפנים
remain inside
בתוך הקבוצה
in the group
ואם אנחנו
and if we
זורקים את החמורים
throw these donkeys
ומחברים את האדם
and connect humans in us
אז אנחנו מתחילים then
we begin to feel the gap between them, huge gap between them.
זה מזה.
From one to the other.
הפער הזה מגיע.
That gap,
לכאלו,
which is such spans, such gamuts.
שאנחנו
that
מתחילים ליצור.
We begin to cry.
זאת אומרת, המצב לא כל כך נעים.
It's not a very pleasant situation in terms of our sensations.
אבל יחד עם זה,
but at the same time, we have the greatness of the goal.
את הפלוס הזה הוא גבוה וגדול.
The plus is very high and big.
ואז,
and then,
מזה
from that, we begin to yell, to cry. Call it man, call it prayer, whatever you want to call it. It's a request.
For
all of us together, it's a prayer of many.
שאנחנו כולנו יחד, כל
הקבוצה, all of us together, the whole group, cry out, we need help.
אנחנו חייבים עזרה.
We need help.
ואז,
and then,
שאנחנו באמת,
when we truly need help,
מגיע,
there comes the revelation of the Creator.
וממלא לנו את החיסרון.
Fills up that deficiency of ours.
זה בעצם,
this basically,
כל מה שאנחנו צריכים לעבור.
Is everything we need to go through.
הבעיה היא ש,
the problem is
בדיוק
that precisely when we need to connect
ולהבדיל את עצמנו,
and separate ourselves
לשניים,
into two,
להרגשה לא נעימה,
into this unpleasant sensation
בתוך החיים שלנו,
in our lives,
והרגשה נעלה,
and this sublime sensation, elevated sensation that relates to the goal to which we are headed, people don't feel the necessity of this division. And then they drop out. Well, we read
that
this goal is a must for the whole of humanity. It's mandatory. They can't run away very far.
Maximum
לגלגול הבא. The most they can wait, run for another life.
And בעוד כמה זמן גומרים את החיים.
In a little while, they'll end this life, begin a new one.
שוב מגיעים.
And they'll come again.
וממשיכים.
And continue.
כך, זה האנושות מתגלגלת.
That's how humanity has been incarnating until it actually implements the goal.
והעיקר הוא,
but the most important thing is
can baya psychologet,
there's a psychological problem here,
litmokh echad b'shin,
to support one another.
Anachnu
we
nimtzaim bikael gadol me'ot,
in a big audience.
Maspik li likabel
ezra, it's enough for me to get help
me'asara anashim,
from 10 people,
אפילו אולי מחמישה,
perhaps even five,
ולתת להם עזרה,
and give them and help them out.
וזה מספיק כדי למשוך הזה האור,
that's enough to draw that light, the Creator,
שיתגלה בינינו,
so it appears between us.
אין מספיק הקשר,
there's not enough connection between us.
הפלוסים האלו,
these pluses in the drawing,
הם לא מספיק גודלים,
are not big enough.
לכן אנחנו,
this is why we
צריכים לכאלה כנסים,
have this need for these congresses,
כדי שבהם אנחנו נוכל
להתחבר, so that in them we will be able to connect,
לרצות לתת,
to want to help each other out,
ולרצות לקבל,
and to want to receive the help from them,
כמו אדם שצמא,
just like a person who's thirsty, just totally dehydrated, but who's also willing to give to the others, because he knows that in giving to others, as well as in receiving from others, he's basically developing his own clay, his own vessel to, for the revelation of the Creator. And here, wanting to help the friends is far more important than even wanting to receive from them, because wanting to receive goes along with the force of bestowal that we have to attain in order to discover the Creator. This is why through this convention we need to be sensitive, each of us within, in how we relate to everyone, in how much we want to help others. Because everyone comes with the same goal as mine, even if he doesn't talk about it. The more I want to give to him, and the more I'm willing to receive help from him, because he also wants to implement, to actualize himself. So in this way, in this mutual way, we build the network between us. And if it reaches the right amount, this delta, which is the right measure, then the Creator appears. In the gap between His nature, this plus, and our nature, the minus, there's sufficient contrast, difference between the plus and the minus for Him to appear. So the most important thing is the mutuality. They helped every man his friend. Rabash, my teacher, writes about it. In each of the friends, there's a spark of love of others. A small one. If it didn't exist, we wouldn't even come to study Kabbalah. There are billions of people in the world who aren't coming to study in because the spark hasn't awakened in them. That spark is this beginning of every single person's plus. So it says, in every one of the friends, there's a spark of love of others. But the spark cannot bring the light of love. It's too small. It can't switch on that person. It also doesn't have enough potential to draw light, to switch it on, to draw the Creator, to fill Him. This is why, through connecting all the sparks together, when the friends connect, it becomes a big light. That's basically the work. This is why Baal Sulam writes, what is the group, really? A group is a place for the revelation of the Creator. The group is the network of connection that we build between us. It's not just a number of people who come to study like students, like university students. It's the inner connections between us. The mutual reception and bestowal between us. If we build this network, this is called the group. And in it appears the upper force, which is equal to everyone and the same for everyone. And that network is called neshama, the soul. The same for all, one for all. Although each one feels himself in it separately, in itself, it's the same one for everyone. Say like this world, it's for everyone, but everyone feels it to the extent that he takes part in it. Baal Sulam writes about it. The group has been set up as a transition. To the extent that the friends connect, they transfer the power of unity to the whole of humanity. Now he's talking about the stage past the revelation of the Creator, after we build out of our connection the revelation of the Creator. Because we belong to the general nature, the network of all of humanity, that force begins to affect them as well. And when humanity too connects together, then in all of them, the upper force will appear equally. This basically is what I wanted to say. And now, in this lesson. Well, that's what I want to say in this lesson about the wisdom of Kabbalah. The essence of it. What it's for whom, who can engage in it, who is drawn to it, how it is to be actualized or implemented, what it reveals to us, what we can acquire using it. Now there's a little bit of time for questions. Please just ask according to the topic that we discussed, please.
אם אין שאלות, עוברים לסדנה.
If there are no questions, we'll move on to the workshop.
Hey, Rav, John from Chicago here again. So, let's say I really, really want to help my friends, not only here, but all over the world. I really want to make this happen. I can do things like smile and lime and all this external things, but there's an internal action, right? Something internal that I can do that's in my power. How do you make an internal action of bestowal to the friends? I don't want to go through the Congress doing all these different things and then go home. I want to make an interaction towards the friends of bestowal. How do you do that?
Bachur Harif.
You're a sharp fellow. I've known him for a long time. He's really very active and he's really hardworking. Now we'll be sitting in workshops. Try to listen to each other. Just as I drew here, this circle, try to actualize it, to really make it tangible between you. Everyone will surrender himself toward everyone else, subjugate himself to everyone else, so he can receive from them. Everyone will also be able to add to everyone in order to give to them. Everyone will want to create within the circle some kind of a special force that's common to all the participants in the circle. So there are no individual sensations or intellect, because the individual sensation and mind and heart are the donkey. It should remain outside the circle. And within the circle, you don't have the bodies. You have the souls. You don't see people. You only see their desires, their craving to connect in order to discover the Creator. That's the exercise. If we succeed in connecting together, you will begin to feel, and I think it's possible, very much so, you begin to feel at least that you're moving towards something that didn't exist before. That there's some kind of a special sensation here. A special force that is outside of you. That is pulling you out of your own body. This is what we need to come to. Yeah, we'll soon approach the workshop and talk about it some more. Yes, please.
Hello, Rob. My name is Jenny. I'm from the Tampa area. A person finally finds this science in their life. They've searched always. They study. They work with the group or try to connect as much as they can with the group. They work in the factory. They disseminate. But they come to a lesson like this and they fight to keep their body awake. Why?
I
believe you.
I know.
You're working hard in dissemination.
You've
been with us for a long time.
I'll
let you know the secret. Just between us. People who are drawn to spirituality, to discover the Creator, don't like to study. Because they want to feel. They also
stupid.
They look stupid, that God said. Well, kind of restraint. They could read the same page 10 times over and over and get none of what's written there. I'm talking about myself. I know it. Really? And you give that piece of paper to someone else to read, to some stranger, to someone else, he'll read it, he'll understand it. And that happens specifically in Kabbalah. Because what they read awakens the point in the heart in them, the point of sensation, not the mind. The intellect. While a person on the street, an ordinary person who reads, he uses the intellect to understand what's written. That's why you can sometimes see in our groups, people come and they just take in the material so easily. It's very easy for them to understand. They immediately approach the study of the Ten Sefirot, the hardest material. And after a month or two or three, they talk about what's written there. And people who've been studying for 10 years with a point in the heart don't understand what's written there. Because they demand the sensation and not the intellectual understanding, like a smart ass, smart donkey. It's very important. Until now, I've discovered 2 points. Of 2 obstacles. One obstacle is when you discover the revelation of the recognition of evil in the group, when you don't understand that it's a springboard for advancement and you run away. And now this is the second obstacle. When you read and you read and you read, and you can recite the text by heart, but you feel like you don't know, you don't understand. And it's not necessarily about intellectual learning in the study of the Ten Sefirot or in the structure of the upper world. It's even in Shamati or other things. I can read, but something... Some pieces move me, but for the most part, the essays seem to me dry. They're not moving, they're not touching. That's a good sign. It's not the smart one who learns. It's not like I'm giving you permission to fall asleep during lessons from here on. But in truth, I treat it with understanding. I never said a word to students who fell asleep. Because I understand it's not just fatigue. They just want to feel. And if they don't feel, they don't know why they're sitting there. It's written about it, what the mind doesn't do, because the mind, the intellect, really can't do anything here. Time will do. Time means the effect of the light operating on us on and on while we're in the group, while we take part in all kinds of actions, even when we sleep during the lesson. You need to let the light work. It'll come.
Yes, please.
Please, hurry up.
Yes, Rav. My name is Jimmy from Texas. And my question from this lecture is this. We're here to become one, to reveal the Creator. Then what? What's the purpose to reveal the Creator, to become one?
If I discover the Creator, I discover the upper force, the one that operates in all reality, from which everything becomes clear, understood. I see everything. In this reality that appears, there's no beginning, no end. There's one static state. That static state explains everything. I reach the highest dimension. I'm looking for the words. In short, what's left for me? I'm left with no questions afterwards. I live above time and place and motion. There's no past, present, or future. It's a reality that exists outside of our bodies. Our bodies, judging by the pulse, by how we feel and perceive reality, that body perceives itself in past and present and future. Once we transcend the body, it disappears. And then we
don't
know how to put it. We are in a situation where in the state of the Creator. What you're asking, so what? There is no question. Because all of our questions stem from a deficiency, from the desire to receive that needs to be filled. And when you're integrated into the desire to bestow,
All the questions disappear. You become included in this single force.
You just
need to feel it.
אז תקבלו תשובה.
And then you will get an answer.
מילים אין.
No words.
אני נכנסתי בו והתחלתי להרגיש אותו.
I went into it and started to feel it.
ובאמת מעניין.
It's really interesting. That
שאלה הזאת באה.
This question.
לא מתוך סקרנות.
Came not from curiosity.
זה כלי יפה.
It's a good clue.
תגלה ותראה.
You will discover and you will see.
על זה כתוב, טעמו
וראו. It's written about it. Taste and see that the Creator is good.
לפני שתואמים.
Before you taste.
אי אפשר לראות.
You can't see.
ולפני זה אי אפשר להסביר.
And before that, you can't explain.
נגיע לזה ו...
We'll just get to it, and then everything will be clear.
Friends, you have microphones back here in the side aisles. Would you please hold up your hands where the microphones are? So if you have questions, please just turn around and come back to the microphones. And then...
One or two more questions, because we have to move on to the workshop, please.
Beloved Rab, I'm very happy to see you for the first time physically. My name is Manny Sciences. I'm from New York. And my question to you is, when we are connected in the group, could be 10 or 20 or 40, I know that something happened in that moment. Can you please tell us, what is that something that happened while you are connected?
בזמן שמתחברים אנחנו
we connect כלי רוחני we create a spiritual כלי
כל הרצונות מחשבות
all the desires the thoughts begin
להתחבר
to unite to connect and divide and to move from one to the other
כל הטבע
the whole of nature the whole of reality is connected in a network
אבל הרשת הזאת אנחנו לא
מרגישים but you don't feel this network Now we are discovering it a little bit. Now we're discovering how connected we are. It's a bad connection. How everything we've built, all the countries, the peoples, the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, we're all connected in a single system.
שמתחברים בקבוצה
when we connect in a group
מתחילים
באנו
לעבוד כלים רוחניים
spiritual kelim spiritual vessels begin to work in us
אבל מקולקלים
but broken ones
ולכן אנחנו מרגישים
this is why we feel
מתחים גדולים
these great tensions
גאווה
pride
כבוד
respect envy
shlita
the desire for power for domination all kinds of these kind of poignant forces operate and seemingly obstruct us these are not obstructions we need to enjoy
mitgale
that they are we need to enjoy their appearance in this way this tension is a good one we need to enjoy this fire this war
it's
like the students of Rabbi Shimon who wrote the Zohar
It's written about them that they felt such hatred to each other that they wanted to burn each other. People who were in such high spiritual degrees, that's what we feel is really nothing. We have yet to reach the hatred, the envy, the desire for power, the real anger. The ego has to appear in its entirety, because in the gap between it and bestowal, between these two forms of nature, which are totally opposite, we discover the Creator. Meaning, the more we grow, we grow in this way, where on the one hand appears the bad, on the other hand appears the good, and they grow away from each other, and the gap between them, gives us this delta, this difference, gives us the power of the revelation of the Creator. The power. To the complete measure that we discover in the end. In other words, from top down, from the top to the bottom, we have degrees of revelation of the Creator.
125
degrees. So don't be afraid of its appearance. But that's why we need help and support inside the group, in between the groups, between the groups and our center. But to get away. Because a person who sees the bad that appears among the friends can't believe that these things are natural and good, that they have to happen. He doesn't want to see them. He thinks, that's spirituality? No way. And runs away. But that's exactly how it is. There are many texts about it. That's why arvut, mutual guarantee, where everyone supports everyone else. You use that and you go through it easily. Yes, last question.
Shalom Rav. Shalom Chavarim po ubekol olam.
Hello Rav, hello friends all over the world.
קוראים לי סטאסיק, אני מקנדה ועם ישרקל, קבוצה.
סטאסיק, אני מקנדה ועם ישרקל.
יש לי שאלה כזאת, אני מבין שאנחנו לא יכולים להגיש לאנשים ברחוב ולהביא אותם ביד, ללמוד קבלה.
I understand we can't just approach people and bring them, lead them by the hand to קבלה.
אבל השאלה שלי היא, למה אנחנו לא מגישים או מנסים להתחבר לתנועות של המקובלים האחרים שהם לא בבני ברוך?
But my question is, why can't we try to cooperate, to go hand in hand with other movements of Kabbalah which are not Bnei Baruch?
Tada.
Thank you. In truth, I saw no other movements. Meaning one that uses the wisdom of Kabbalah, the writings of Baal HaSulam and Rabash, in order to attain the revelation of the Creator through a unity in the group, as it's written, since the Zohar until today. I personally haven't found such a movement. If you find one, you're welcome to recommend to them to come to us. I'm willing to get to know them. I haven't seen it. Okay, friends. Now we're going to do this. As we said, there's the study part. We learned what the wisdom of Kabbalah is, what it's for, what it gives us, and a little bit of a of how it's to be implemented. Now, we talked about the fact that we discover what we learn through the connection between us. And this happens in the connection, in the unity. To allow connection to happen, we're not going to all sit in one big circle. We're going to sit in small circles. Most of you know this format. Circles of 10. Set up chairs. We'll sit. What's the important point about sitting in a circle? We all want to unite, to connect. We all want to give to the other. We all want to receive from the others. We're all supportive of each other. We do not criticize others. If it seems to me like the other one is saying nonsense, it seems to me that way. But I don't hear what seems to me. All I know is that this person came here to connect with me, to unite with me. So I lower myself in relation to everyone, and then I'll be able to receive the power from everyone. And I also give to everyone. I want to give to everyone powers to bestow. And then everyone, yes, if we're a circle of 10, everyone receives strength, which is 10 times bigger than the one with which he came to unite. And most importantly, we want to come to a state where that circle of ours is filled with this yellow thing, yellow color, this common sensation, common mind, common heart, where there's no each of us, but there's only us. And then, within it, in this yellow area, we want to discover the upper force. One for everyone, on condition that we all connect, in such a way that everyone stops feeling himself and begins to feel the inner circle. Let's try to do it. Let's begin to feel the kind of powers that exist within us. Please, let's set up the circle.
Our friends, before